welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Louisville, Kentucky, for all intents and purposes, beginning today through November 16th, is the unofficial center of the livestock universe.
Absolutely. You know, it's the largest purebred livestock show in the world, so yes, it's definitely a big deal, and we're glad to have it here at the Expo Center.
Steve Kelly is Executive Director of Expositions for the Kentucky State Fair Board, and he's referring to the North American International Livestock Exposition.
Years ago, it started out as just a beef show, and then we've added all the other species now, and then, of course, a lot of your livestock groups choose to have their meetings here during the North American because there's people here from all over the United States as well as several other countries. So it's just a good place for them to all come together and have a lot of their meetings and banquets and dinners. And, you know, there's just a lot that goes on around it.
Put together, all of that activity has an estimated $16 million impact on the regional economy. And signs are looking strong for today's expo opening.
We've got record numbers in a lot of our species. I mean, record number of swine, record number of junior sheep. We're about the second highest we've ever been in dairy and beef. Record number of dairy goats. I mean, it's just looking good right now as far as entries go.
Complete schedule and admissions information available online at livestockexpo.org. We'll be right back.
The greatest show on dirt, the North American Championship Rodeo, returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 12th through the 14th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including bull riding. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. There's special kids pricing all three nights. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
For exhibitors at this year's North American, a blue ribbon performance means marketing power.
It definitely can add a lot of value to the livestock they're trying to sell, no matter what species you're in. So, yes, it's very much an economic driver for each of these folks that are trying to sell their livestock. It's a big deal.
And Steve Kelly says the scores of volunteer hours from folks across the state is a big deal, too.
We have countless numbers of volunteers that come up here and make this show a success. We have a great staff here on the grounds that they need a lot of credit for making this thing happen, and we get a lot of help from the Department of Agriculture. We get a lot of help from the University of Kentucky Extension folks, as well as, you know, we bring in interns. So, I mean, without all those volunteers, this just wouldn't be possible.
The North American International Livestock Expo, starting today in Louisville. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.